Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, yes, good afternoon. My name is Kyle. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and we're conducting a poll of people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. Are you a current registered voter at this address?
I'm a registered voter, yes.
Okay, great. And are you a registered voter for as a Democrat or Republican Party or something else?
5,000,000% Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And what are the chances that you will be voting in the November general elections for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices?
200%.
Okay. And here in this case, would you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 39,
no.
40? I'm sorry?
62.
Huh? I'm sorry?
62.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo, or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself? African-American, black, white, Anglo, Hispanic, Latino, Asian-American?
I guess Anglo.
Anglo?
I never use any of those words.
Oh, okay, so white Caucasian?
The water bubble?
Probably.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you feel that things in Florida here are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Very bad.
Bad? Okay. And thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
Never. Democrat, 100%.
Democrat? Okay. And now I would like to ask you on your impressions of some people and organizations you have to have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable opinion of them or somewhat favorable opinion or somewhat unfavorable opinion or just very unfavorable.
Is this for like a polling? Is this for like a polling study?
Right. It's a poll survey. And
okay.
We're just,
but go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. What about the MAGA Republicans?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thomas Klausbach?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
Very unfavorable.
Project 2025?
Very unfavorable.
Darren Soto?
Very unfavorable.
Democrats in Congress?
Very favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Okay. All right. So that's pretty much everybody's favorable. Okay. Now, here in this case, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve? Okay. Now, do you think about... Now, thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as Congress from the district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And if the elections for president were held and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, Democrat, who would you vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. If the election for the United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Powell, the Democrat, which one would you vote
Debbie
for?
Powell.
Debbie Powell? Okay. Now, if the elections for the United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Kalifax, and the Republican candidates, Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate, which would you vote for?
I don't know.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment of Limit Government Interfaces with Abortion. This is how it's read. Now, shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortions before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. The amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notifications to the parent.
Oh my gosh, super complicated. The one where you can, where the health provider gives.
Okay,
advice.
So So
no government. No fucking government ever.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you some few paragraphs. Okay. I really appreciate your time and participation. Now, Darren Soto is current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver Central Florida. He worked to pass legislation, the expansion, and other...